Jerusalem. The Israeli cabinet has approved a plan to shut down Army Radio, one of the country's most influential public broadcasters. The decision, passed on Monday, follows a proposal by Defense Minister Israel Katz to close the station by March 1, 2026. Katz said the move was intended to preserve the military's nonpartisan character, arguing that a radio station operated by the Army but broadcasting to the general public was no longer appropriate in a democratic system. Army Radio, founded in the early years of Israel's statehood, was created to serve soldiers. Over time, it evolved into a widely followed news outlet known for political debate, investigative reporting, and cultural programming. Katz said the station had drifted from its original mission and had become a platform for criticism of the military and its personnel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu backed the decision during the cabinet meeting, questioning the logic of an army-run broadcaster addressing civilian audiences. He compared the model to practices found in authoritarian states, suggesting Israel should not be counted among them. The move immediately triggered backlash. Media freedom advocates warned it would weaken independent journalism and limit critical scrutiny of those in power. At a recent gathering of journalists in Tel Aviv, representatives of the Israeli Union of Journalists said the government appeared to be seeking a more compliant media environment rather than open debate. Army Radio is one of only two state-funded news outlets in Israel, alongside public broadcaster Kan. Both operate with editorial independence, and critics say closing the station would significantly shrink the space for independent public journalism. The Movement for Quality Government in Israel, a prominent anti-corruption watchdog, said it has petitioned the Supreme Court to challenge the decision. The Israel Democracy Institute also criticized the move, saying it would effectively eliminate half of Israel's independent public news broadcasting and should require parliamentary approval rather than a cabinet vote. The decision comes amid a broader push by Netanyahu's right-wing coalition to reshape Israel's media landscape. Other initiatives include plans to expand emergency powers allowing authorities to ban media deemed a national security threat, as well as wider reforms of the media market. Those powers were already used during the Gaza War to bar operations by pan-Arab broadcaster Al Jazeera in Israel. Critics see the shutdown of Army Radio as part of a wider pattern that includes stalled judicial reforms that previously sparked mass protests before being paused during the conflict. As Israel heads toward an election year, several controversial bills have been revived. Netanyahu, who is standing trial on corruption charges that he denies, is also seeking a mid-trial pardon, adding to political tensions.